workers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come up with different excuses over the past few months as talks over a new stimulus package have stalled. There's hope that the coronavirus vaccine being produced by AstraZeneca could still come out this year. The company's CEO made that claim, saying they're still on track for having a set of data for regulatory approval before 2020 is finished. This is despite having to pause clinical trials recently after a volunteer became sick. Wildfires raging across the West have so far burned an area nearly the size of Connecticut. Jacob Ward reports from Medford, Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown yesterday in a conference saying that this is probably the greatest loss of life and property to wildfire in the state's history.
Meanwhile, a new wildfire in Northern California is now a deadly one. Three people are dead and at least a dozen others are missing due to the Bear Fire. It's burning north of Sacramento in Butte County. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed or damaged since the fire erupted on Tuesday. Legendary journalist Bob Woodward is defending his decision to sit on bombshell tapes of President Trump for months. Mike Bauer reports.
In an interview yesterday, Woodward said it took him until May to verify Trump's comments on the virus potency, saying, if I had done the story at that time, what we knew in February, that's not telling us anything we didn't know, suggesting that the issue is more political than health-related at that point.
The Labor Department reports 884,000 Americans filed initial claims for benefits last week, unchanged from the previous week and still at an elevated level due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Bill Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see some patchy smoke today. Other than that, mostly sunny skies and high temperatures. Still a little bit warm out there. Upper 80s, 90, 91 in selected areas. Shaping up to be a pretty nice day tonight. Mostly clear skies. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 59, 60. For Friday, Saturday, and for Sunday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures decreasing, hovering around the mid-70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. You know, if you have been following the trends in weather, one of the things that I was made acutely aware of the other day was that August, prior to September, we have had a record-breaking number of storms. Usually this hits us in September, but no, like many, many things, we're seeing heat waves, we're seeing changes. But what does that mean for the people that are not able to get the care that they need, especially kidney patients? So how do we prepare kidney patients for hurricanes amidst COVID-19 pandemic? So it's not just hurricanes. We have a situation which has really affected the landscape of our lives. Now when you put these two together, could that be the perfect storm? Mandy Hale is joining me here today, Chief Nursing Officer for DaVita Kidney Care, and knows a lot about this. Mandy, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
So I say the perfect storm because, you know, we know what the perfect storm is. It's not necessarily a good thing, right? But it is the kind of thing where just with COVID-19, it's a major undertaking to make sure people get the care they need, kidney patients in particular. But what is the impact of this now when we put weather on top of COVID-19?
Well, it certainly does create some additional complexities for our patient population, those who have kidney disease and failure. We have to think about emergency kits differently, and we also have to think about what evacuation could look like differently.
Yeah. So in your work, what you're doing, what is it that has caused you the most concern now? Is it that people are, you know, are not aware of the preparedness they need, or is it they don't know where to go? But this is something that you all are doing to spread the word. What is on your top three things that people should know about?
Sure. Well, every year around this time, we do start emergency preparedness planning for patients who live in areas that would be impacted by hurricanes. This year, though, I would say the top three items on my mind are ensuring that we have them appropriately prepared for evacuation.
Secondly,
being sure that we have emergency kits that contain items we have historically instructed patients to include, but plus additional things such as masks for COVID-19. And then thirdly is ensuring that all kidney patients, so not even just DaVita patients, have our 800 emergency line in the event that their plans do need to change and they need additional direction and guidance.
You know, these are the kinds of things we don't think about. I mean, kidney patients have very specific needs. I mean, this is life and death. This is not sort of, Mandy, one of these things where we look at and we say, oh, well, by the way, it'd be a good idea to dot, dot, dot. This is really looking at, am I going to be able to get prescriptions? Is a pharmacy available? What do I need to make sure that I have everything ready to go if I have to leave my home, right?
Exactly. You're right on. Dialysis replaces the functions of the kidneys. And so as humans, we have to have these functions in our body to stay alive. And so for those who have functioning kidneys, this is happening automatically every day, so we don't necessarily think about it. But when that function is lost, dialysis is absolutely critical.
So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, look, how do people find out about how to get their go kit?
Yes. Well, I would direct you and your listeners to our website for that information, and that's DaVita, DaVita.com, DaVita.com. But our patients are meeting with their care teams regularly in their dialysis centers and learning these things. In their emergency care kits, they're learning to include at least 3 days of food and water, their prescriptions, as you mentioned. We want them to have at least 2 weeks of prescription medications on hand, and different paperwork that outlines their specific medical care plans, and then also masks and hand sanitizer and additional items based on kind of the simultaneous occurrence of the pandemic.
You know, my family went through Hurricane Andrew. People don't remember Andrew unless you've actually lived through it. And certainly since Andrew, there have been other hurricanes that have hit the coastline and the Gulf. I mean, there's no question about it. But what we find is that even with our technology, and whether it be the Weather Channel or an app on your phone, the idea of preparing doesn't seem to be taken in a proactive way. What would you say is the most proactive things that people need to do? Whenever I think about this, I know where the flashlights are. I know where the candles are. I know when the power goes out, right? But this is very specific. What does the go kit look like?
Yeah, well, in addition to having those physical items to be prepared, we also have to think about what evacuation could look like. And you have to put together plans for almost best to worst case scenario. So for our patients, for instance, we prefer they stay at home if they can. That helps keep them safe from the virus. And if they can continue to live in their homes, that's our best recommendation. But some patients will be instructed to evacuate by emergency personnel. So our next plan then, our second choice, is for them to stay with loved ones or a family member, close friend, so they can continue to stay kind of away from public areas because of the virus. And then kind of thinking in worst case scenario, for patients who may have to be evacuated into public safety areas, we have educated them on continuing to follow CDC guidelines. So wearing masks, social distancing 6 feet apart from others, and frequent hand washing. So we think through kind of each stage and help our patients uniquely plan.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is you can prepare sort of a kit where you have hand sanitizer, wipes, so many things that you can get some assistance perhaps from family to just have this ready to go for you to take on the road. And you know, you all are out in front about this. Why has this become a passion for you, Mandy?
Well, for me personally, I have taken care of patients with kidney disease for almost 20 years now. So I've had the opportunity to do that in hands-on roles where I actually delivered dialysis treatments and care to patients, and now support patients through caring for our nurses and helping them prepare and educate patients. But for me, our patients are a vulnerable population. They face many challenges. Kidney disease is more than just not having effective kidneys. There's a lot of challenges that go along with obtaining care, and I'm proud to be part of an organization who leads providing that care, and genuinely and authentically, we care for our patients and are here to support them with all their needs.
Mm. Well, let me just tell you, I am very thrilled to be able to help you get this information out. It is so very, very important because kidney patients, they don't really have many options. You know what I mean? You know, this is really a life and death situation. You know, somebody that's on dialysis and misses a day, it could end them up in the hospital, right?
Absolutely, that they could end up in the hospital with a missed dialysis treatment. Their immune systems are weakened more, yeah. Which, you know, is especially high risk right now. And there's a lot of complications with a missed treatment.
Well, last question. Two questions. Please tell us what the website is again. And then the last question, I'd love to know your personal message for today for people.
Sure. Our website is davita.com, and that's davita.com. And the message that I would like to share with all of your listeners is please is prepare yourself if you are somebody who does have kidney disease. And then also there's so many things we can do to help others, even if we ourselves aren't affected or don't personally know someone that is. So please do practice the CDC guidelines around masking and social distancing and hand washing. You can't tell by looking at someone if they have kidney disease or not. And so practicing these things at all times will help us contribute to the health and well-being of our fellow human beings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much, Mandy. I know you're busy with these very, very informative conversations. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And everybody, let's take a short break. Please pass the word on this. It's just one more thing to help you prepare to be safe and thrive. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation.